Why not? They're good. Now, you don't have to be au fait with the terms downward dog, warrior two or cobra to take part in today's Bristol Yoga Trail. The annual event, which is now in its sixth year, is a collaboration between five yoga studios who open their doors for a day of free classes at venues around the city. Now, the last time we spoke to Martin, he was out and about learning how to make paper cranes. And we were trying to get him into a kimono. And I did say, Martin, didn't I, that we didn't want you in a kimono for your next a visit, and there you are learning yoga. Have you got the kimono on?
No, well, the kimono didn't actually fit Ali, to be fair, but it just about squeezed over my shoulders. Very uncomfortable.
It would have been a sight.
I've got my socks off now. I've got the socks off. I've got the shoes off. I've been hanging upside down, Ali. If you ever look on Twitter at BBCRB, you can see what happened when Diana and I got some ropes and tried to hang upside down. It was different. Diana joins me now from Yoga West. Good morning to you.
Oh, he's disappeared. He's
said isn't it? Oh, hello. Am I back, Ali? Am I back?
And you're back, and your signal. So let's see. Don't do too much too active, otherwise we might lose you again.
That's what happens when you hang upside down, and I wouldn't try it whilst broadcasting. It just doesn't work. Diane from Yoga West joins me this morning. It's a fun day today, isn't it? And you're trying to get as many people into yoga as possible.
It's absolutely a great day, and this definitely is a day for all, and it's not raining, so that's really good. This is a day for everyone to go around five different yoga studios in Bristol and try some yoga.
What sort of things can they try then?
They can try downward dog. They can try eating tea and cakes if they don't want to try yoga. They can look through the window and see what everybody else is doing. And also they can chat about what yoga is if it's something very foreign. But there are classes, free classes, over 30 free classes, in fact, throughout the day, from 8 o'clock this morning till 8 o'clock at night.
Now, this time last year, Ali, you were doing some yoga on the desk in front of you, weren't you?
I was. I wasn't very good at it either, Dan, I can tell you.
Well, I hope you've been practising, Ali, since then, because I'm going to come inspect. Great, good news.
I think you should do a little downward dog in the studio now as we do some yoga here. Right. Now, you've got a wooden block over there, haven't you, Diana? Just go and grab the yellow block. So I don't know what she's going to do with this wooden block. I said, what are you going to do with that? She said, well, we're going to insert it somewhere.
Well, what I noticed, Martin, looking at you, I noticed your knees are dropping and I want to sort that out because unless you can lift your knees, you ain't... Oh, now, beautiful.
Hello.
One second, I'm just going to insert this brick.
Oh, Martin.
Grip
be careful.
That's marvellous. This is a photo opportunity, Ali. We'll get it on Twitter.
Oh, excellent.
Now, grip it.
I'm gripping.
Could you get your feet more parallel than that?
Oh, I think I could. Do you know the reason I bend my knees is because I'm quite tall. I'm 6'3", and most people I talk to are shorter than me, so I'm always trying to come down to their level.
Well, you're going to really regret that when you're 80. Oh. You need to be full and proud in your full height. Now you are. Now you're working well. So if I just go behind you and try and pull out that yoga brick, I don't want you to let me have it.
Oh, hello. Oh,
Martin.
I got the shoulders back, Ali. I got the posture right. I got the chest out. Oh, I'm feeling better already.
You're breathing,
good,
breathing.
Now, you've only got one arm, but because you've got a microphone in one, but take this left arm up. Extend it. Now turn the palm towards the middle. Brilliant. Now, if you didn't have that brick between your legs and a microphone on, I'd get you to do tree pose. I think maybe next session we'll do that. Looking good.
Diane, can anyone learn yoga, Diane?
Yes, absolutely they can, and that's one of the messages of the day. Yoga very much is for all. We have, all around the city, we have gentle classes, older and stiffer classes, teenager classes, one of my favourite things to teach, because teenagers so need, it's really de-stressing very often with the older teenagers and young adults, but children as well, which is making shapes and enjoying it, and we've got a family class today for absolutely everyone. Bring your granny, bring your neighbour, don't bring your dog. Apart from that, yes, it's for absolutely everyone.
Okay.
And
well,
the benefits?
Benefits. Well-being, general well-being, physical health, mental and emotional health. Not necessarily in your first class. You need to do it a few classes, but most it's an all-round activity.
Well, Ali, I think I've got at least another hour of doing this to make me... Oh, she's trying to pull the brick out again. She's
Uh-oh.
Trying to pull the brick out. I'm gripping.
Keep gripping, Martin. Keep gripping. And we're going to see if Martin recovers. He's going to need a lot of work. He's going to stay there for Johnny Ray's show, which is coming up after 9 o'clock. And you can hear how he's getting on later. Yoga on the radio. It works. See if you can do it. I tell you what, it will make you feel better.